This podcast is not intended as a substitute for professional help. If you or someone you know is facing difficulties, I advise you consult a psychologist. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Psych for Life with Dr. Amanda Ferguson. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Ferguson. Today's episode is about dealing with personalities in business and the workplace. First, I'll be giving some basic psychology on personalities, then a brief self-reflection and how this helps in difficult situations. And then I'll mention some difficult situations and scenarios, some strategies and solutions. This podcast is just a taster to a wide-ranging topic. If you want a comprehensive workshop, seminar, keynote for your organization, contact me to discuss. Personalities are endlessly interesting, and I've been working with them for over 32 years. Our own and others' personalities are a complex mix. People in business can be a joy. They can be rewarding, and it's why we choose certain professions. But they can also be so frustrating, confusing, stressful, and disappointing. Normal people do have problems and can be difficult. With stress, with anger, disempowering, neurotic, obsessive, anxious, depressed, and then abnormal people will be difficult. And it's said that 12 to maybe 80% of people have abnormal personality disorders in our communities. Normal personalities are at the end of a continuum leading up to very extreme abnormal personalities. So we're all on this continuum at various points along the continuum, whether we're very normal, a little bit not normal, and a little bit abnormal to extremely abnormal. So normal traits are what you'd expect in society. Abnormal traits can become extreme, including psychopathy, and that's axe murderers. The abnormal person is always causing fights, problems, or dramas. They can't make decisions. They constantly worry. They obsessively tidy, or they're a hoarder. It's someone who makes you feel small, afraid, or put down, who tells you, come on, be a team player, when they're actually giving your work project to someone else, just as you're about to gain the recognition for it. They keep lying, breaking your trust, making you feel stupid and insecure. They make you feel confused, doubt yourself, crazy. They gaslight. We need to know ourselves in order to deal with others. If you want to understand yourself better, take the Big Five personality test. And if you want to know even more, take the Values in Action Strengths Survey. These tests are free, easily accessible on the internet, and they help us to own our own triggers. They help us to understand ourselves. And when we are being triggered, a quick way of dealing with this is to ask yourself, does this person that's triggering you in whatever way you're being triggered remind you of someone in your family or someone else in your background? And that's an absolute insight into your own personality and a way to help yourself deal with yourself as well as the other person and the difficult situation. So it's really important that we own our own personalities in order to deal with other people. If you do take the Big Five personality test, you'll see that it's going to assess you on five continuums of extroversion to introversion, from emotional stability at one end to neuroticism at the other end, along a continuum of agreeableness, conscientiousness, and intellect or imagination or openness to experience. People high on the extroversion continuum have positive emotionality. They get energy from being with people. They're outgoing, sociable, and talkative. They enjoy being around others and they seek social situations. They have high energy, enthusiasm, assertiveness, and they're often more successful in careers that involve social interaction and communication. They may have more social support networks and higher well-being. People who score low on extroversion are more likely to be introverted, reserved, and they get energy from being away from people. They prefer time alone or in small groups. They may feel uncomfortable in large social gatherings. They may be less assertive and more cautious in interactions with others. And these aspects are linked with our job performance, our social support, and well-being. But people high on extroversion may engage in high risk-taking behaviours, such as partying, drinking, excitement-seeking. People high on emotional stability or neuroticism have emotionally resilient, calm, even-tempered personalities. They experience fewer negative emotions. They're better able to cope with stress and adversity. They're more likely to have positive emotions such as happiness, contentment, and enthusiasm. People who are low on emotional stability or highly neurotic, they tend to be prone to negative emotions such as anxiety, depression, and anger. They may be more reactive to stress and find it difficult to cope with challenging situations. They may also have maladaptive behaviours such as substance abuse or self-harm. And this is linked with high mental health. If people are high with emotional stability, high physical health, and interpersonal relationships, and lower rates of cardiovascular disease, they're more stable in their relationships with others. People high on the agreeableness continuum are warm, kind, considerate, cooperative, and they're motivated by harmonious social relationships. They tend to have a stronger sense of empathy and concern for others as well. People who are low on the agreeableness continuum tend to be more competitive, more skeptical. They may be less motivated to maintain social harmony, and they may be more likely to express their opinions forcefully, even if this may cause conflict with others. And this is linked with interpersonal relationships, of course, and job performance and mental health. They may be more successful in careers that require teamwork and collaboration when they have high agreeableness. They tend to have better mental health and lower rates of depression. But high agreeableness can be related to people being overly compliant or lacking assertiveness. People who are highly conscientious are typically reliable, hardworking, and efficient, and they tend to be well organized, responsible, motivated to achieve their goals, and they may have a strong sense of self-discipline and perseverance. Whereas people who are low on conscientiousness tend to be more impulsive, disorganized, and they might have difficult setting and achieving goals, and they may engage in behaviors that really aren't in their best interests. And this is very much related to academic outcomes, job performance and health behaviours and longevity. People high in conscientiousness may have better performance in academic and job areas and lower absenteeism, but they also might be excessively conscientious. They can be overly perfectionistic or even rigid. People high in the imaginative, intellectually curious or openness to experience continuum are open to new ideas, experiences, and they enjoy exploring new concepts and ideas. They're innovative. They're more successful in careers that require these skills. They're more open-minded and accepting of diverse cultures and perspectives, and they enjoy creativity and aesthetics. Whereas people who are low on the intellect-imagination continuum, they tend to be more traditional and conservative and prefer familiar and predictable experiences. They're less likely to seek out novel experiences. And this is very much linked to creativity, innovation, and cultural competency. But people who are high in intellect and imagination tend to be excessive in openness to experience, and this can lead to them being overly impulsive and maybe difficult with routine tasks. Abnormal personalities are including narcissism, and narcissism has three different categories. There's the grandiose, which is rigid, lacks empathy, it's entitled, showy, charismatic as a leader. The fragile martyr of a narcissist is more the victim and flaky. And the exhibitionist is more the center of attention, taking over, dominating conversations. They tend to be a know-it-all. The borderline personality disorder is more the neurotic, psychotic type. And again, this can just be traits of intense and under-regulated emotions and poor impulse control. They can be difficult and damaging to other people and relationships. They're often angry and have outbursts. And once they're upset, they have a hard time calming themselves down. The dependent avoidant type of personality tends to be clingy or can't make decisions or tends to avoid and can be a time waster. And then, of course, we have the extreme personality disorder in antisocial, sociopath and psychopath. And this is where workplace criminality does exist. So again, if someone reminds you of someone else that triggers you or did trigger you, then you're probably identifying a type of personality that you have an issue with, that you have a difficulty with, and that maybe many other people do as well. So this is where you can understand yourself better, learn more about yourself, get a happier, healthier life in yourself and with other people, and of course, improve your performance at work, your career outcomes by knowing yourself better and dealing with other people better. Again, if you want more information about how to deal with personalities in business and in the workplace, contact me for a workshop, seminar or keynote, and you'll find all my contact details in the show notes. You can find me on my website at dramandaferguson.com.au. If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, please rate, review and subscribe on Apple, Spotify or wherever you're listening right now. Plus, don't forget you can access all of the resources mentioned in today's podcast via the show notes. Is there a pressing issue or topic you'd like me to discuss? Head to my Instagram at @dramandaferguson and send me a DM. I love hearing from my listeners. If anything discussed in this podcast has caused you concern or distress, contact your general practitioner or health provider. To locate a psychologist in your area, call the Australian Psychological Society and locate Find a Psychologist service on 1800 333 497 or visit www.findapsychologist.org.au. If you or someone you know is in crisis, Lifeline is available 24/7 on 13 11 14 and Kids Helpline, again 24/7, on 1800 55 1800, and both are free of charge. To find out more about me, please visit my website, dramandaferguson.com.au. You can find the link in my show notes. The opinions expressed by guests in these podcasts aren't necessarily shared by me.